You've crushed it. You've built real wealth. But let us ask you something. If you stepped away today, how long will it last?
For many successful families, the uncomfortable truth is this. What they have built works because they're still in the center of it. Right now, your wealth may be strong, but is it complete?
At the Kitty Sisters, we see wealth as a system built across 5 layers. When each one layer is missing, wealth doesn't fail immediately. It fractures quietly. You don't feel it day to day until scale, complexity, or time exposes it.
That's exactly why we created the Where Wealth Breaks assessment. It maps your current wealth against the 5-layer legacy cake, revealing the gap between where your wealth stands today and what it needs to endure beyond you.
Ready to find out where your wealth breaks? Take the assessment now at wherewealthbreaks.com.
Imagine knowing clearly and objectively which layers are solid, which relies too heavily on you, and which haven't been built yet. Because building wealth and keeping it require different systems.
This isn't about chasing returns. It's about strengthening the system, holding them together. You've made it. Now the question is whether your wealth is layered, governed, and structured to last.
Ready to find out where your wealth breaks? Take the assessments toward building multi-generational freedom at wherewealthbreaks.com. That is wherewealthbreaks.com.
My parents arrived in this country with $200 and 2 suitcases. That's not a metaphor. That's the actual inventory. One generation later, our family has such nearly $500 million in real estate. And when I look at the data, 46% of Fortune 500 companies were founded by immigrants or their children. They generate $8.6 trillion in revenue, and 1 in 4 entrepreneurs in America was born somewhere else.
Hey, we're Palmy and Nancy Kitty, the Kitty Sisters, and we're here to help you turn earned income into own income and build what actually lasts.
From a $2,000 bank account to nearly $500 million in real estate assets, earning our way into rooms we once never thought we belong in. Along the way, we learn success isn't just about making it, it's about making it last.
Here we share money, real estate, and investing strategies, but more importantly, we talk about the systems and decisions that create legacy, certainty, and continuity.
If you value speed, convenience, and execution certainty, and if you're building not just for yourself, but for the generations after you, you're in the right place.
This is the first of the family podcast. I realized something that stopped me cold. It's not their work ethic. It's not their sacrifice. It's not even their hunger. It's 3 specific things they understand about money that most people born here were not taught. And today I'm going to show you what those 3 things are and how to apply them, whether your family came from here with $200 or $2,000, these are not feel-good immigrant success stories. These are first principles, laws that show up in nature, in physics, in human behavior across centuries. They were true in 1926, they're true today, and they'll be true in 2126. Immigrants didn't invent them, they discovered them out of necessity. You're about to discover them on purpose. And by the end of this video, you'll understand why being born into stability might actually be the thing holding back your wealth. The first thing immigrants understand is this: they don't buy lifestyle first, they buy systems first. There's an animal that does something no other creature in nature does. Before it secures food, it builds. Before it finds shelter, it builds. Before it does anything required for its survival, it builds the infrastructure first. The beaver. A beaver doesn't eat until the dam is done. It doesn't sleep in the lodge until the dam controls the water. Every survival instinct that tells other animals food first, shelter first, safety first, the beaver inverts the sequence. Infrastructure first. Everything else follows. And that's one of the clearest laws of wealth. The system has to exist before the lifestyle it funds, not after you can afford it, not when it feels safe. Before, labor has a ceiling. You can only work so many hours. Your energy drops, your body ages. When you stop, the income stops. But a system you own has no such ceilings. It compounds whether you show up or not. And this is where most people get the immigrant story completely wrong. They assume immigrants build wealth because they sacrifice more, because they go without, because they're somehow more disciplined than people born into comfort. That's not the real story. They don't defer lifestyle because they're more disciplined. They buy the system first because they understand at a bone deep level that income without a system underneath, it can disappear overnight. They've seen it happen in the country they left, in the neighbors who lost everything, in the business that got shut down with no warning. Labor is fragile. The dam is the wealth, not the water flowing through it. So the strategy is not to spend less. It's sequenced differently. Asset first, system first, then lifestyle. And if you look at a lot of Asian families, they didn't buy the bigger house and then invest what was left. They bought the rental property, and the rental property bought the bigger house. That sequence changes everything. And the research backs this up. Harvard researchers found that first immigration sons showed greater upward wealth mobility than U.S.-born sons at the same income level. Same earnings, different destination. Why? Because of what they did with the money in the gap between earning it and spending it. They built the dam before they moved in. And here's the line that should make every high earner uncomfortable. Most people earning $500,000 a year are not wealthy. They are expensive. Big income, big lifestyle, no system underneath. The dam was never built. The water just flows through and out. And that means the moment the income stops, everything stops with it. Now, the second thing immigrants understand is even deeper. They are not building for retirement. They're building for a dynasty. Here's a story from nature. Elephant herds have a memory system unlike almost anything else in nature. The matriarch, the oldest female, carries decades of survival knowledge in her memory. She remembers where water is hidden during a drought, which migration path avoids predators, how to read signs of coming storms. The herd doesn't just follow her because she's the leader. They follow her because she is the memory. And researchers discover something that changes everything. When a matriarch dies and that knowledge isn't passed down before she's gone, the herd loses the ability to survive conditions it has survived before. Not because the gender changed, but because the herd got weaker. Because the memory that held the survival architecture together died with her. And that's exactly what happened with wealth. Wealth without transfer architecture is a matriarch dying without passing the memory. When family wealth disappears by the second or third generation, that is not just bad luck. It is not just laziness. It's not just ingratitude. It's a family that lost the memory before it was passed. And this is where people misunderstand legacy thinking. They hear build for the next generation and assume it means delay gratification, sacrificing now so your kids can benefit later. A long, joyless march towards a finish line you can never get to cross. That's not how immigrant families experience it. They don't build for the next generation because they enjoy suffering. They build for the next generation because it becomes part of their identity. When Asian parents bought their first property, they weren't just postponing pleasure. They were building something that would outlast them. Something that meant their struggle had permanent consequences. That is not discipline. That is purpose. And purpose changes how you make every financial decision. So let me ask you something. Are you building for your retirement or are you building for your dynasty? Be honest, because even families with good intentions get this wrong. A legacy mindset doesn't automatically create a legacy. Intention without architecture collapses. The elephant matriarch doesn't just carry the memory. She passes it through behavior, through repetition, through the herd watching her decision in real time over decades. That is why governance matters more than most people realize. Governance beats returns. I will say this until I run out of breath. You can have incredible investment returns and still lose everything in one generation. If there are no rules, no structure, no architecture holding the wealth together, when you're gone, the families that outlast do not just build wealth. They build a wall around the wealth. That is what a family office framework really is. Not some fancy billionaire toy. It's a memory transfer architecture. It is a structure that protects what you build. But even if you get the secrets right from point one, and even if you get the dynasty right from point two, you can still lose everything if one thing controls your fate. And that brings me to the third thing that immigrants understand. They never let one thing control their fate. Underneath every old growth forest on Earth, there's a network scientists call the mycelium network. Some people call it the wood wide web, WWW. It's a web of fungal threads underground connecting thousands of trees, sharing nutrients, sending signals, moving resources from trees with abundance to trees under stress. And most extraordinary part of this, no single node controls it. There's no headquarters, no central tree that, if it dies, brings the whole system down. When one pathway fails, the network reroutes automatically, silently. The forest survives because nothing in it is a single point of failure. And that is another law of wealth. Optionality is not a luxury. It is a structural requirement for survival. Single point of failure are not just a risk. In nature, they are extinction events. A species dependent on one food source, a reef dependent on one organism, a pack dependent on one prey. When that one thing disappears, everything disappears with it. And deep down, you already know this. You felt it. The quiet anxiety of knowing your whole financial life runs through one source, one employer, one income stream, one investment type, one asset class. You've known that was fragile. You've known it for years. What immigrants do is not give us new information. They give us language for something we already felt, but didn't know how to explain. They didn't build multiple income streams because some financial advisor told them to diversify. They built them because they had already seen what happens when the single source disappears in the country they left, in the business that got shut down, in the family next door that lost everything overnight. That is why 1 in 4 entrepreneurs in America is an immigrant. That is not hustle culture. That is survival intelligence expressed express at scale. So the strategy is not diversification for sake of sounding smart. It's building own income streams before you need them, not a side hustle, not a backup plan. The actual architecture of your financial life, one income stream is a job, two is a buffer, three or more is a system. And system beat effort, always across every generation. In any economy, the mistake most people make is they wait until the single source disappears to build the other. Don't wait for the forest to fail before you build the network. And this is the part that gets me. Asian parents don't have a mentor. They didn't have a framework. They didn't have a workshop. They didn't have a family office consultant. They didn't have some perfect financial plan. They had necessity. They couldn't afford to consume everything they earned, so they built the dam first. They couldn't think only about their own retirement because their entire family was watching. So they built to pass the memory forward. They couldn't depend on one income stream in a country where they barely spoke the language, so they built a network by instinct. They accidentally discovered three laws of wealth that have been true for thousands of years. And here's the part that breaks my heart a little. Most people born here, people with every advantage my parents never had, will never discover those laws. Not because they are not smart enough, not because they don't work hard enough, but because stability is the enemy of necessity. When you don't have to build, you usually don't, until the tide comes in, the market corrects, the job disappears, the single income stream dries up, and by then, most people don't have the dam. They don't have the memory transfer. They don't have the network. They only have the branches. And I don't want that for you. Here's what my parents taught me, not with speeches, but with how they live. Build the dam first before the lifestyle. Pass the memory before you're gone. And never let a single node control the network. Those are not immigrant secrets. Those are laws of the universe. The beaver does not know it's following a wealth principle. The elephant matriarch does not know she's building a governance system. The mycelium doesn't know it's engineering optionality. They simply do what living systems do, and you can choose to do the same on purpose, with intention. Start now. If you want to know where your wealth structure is most exposed right now, we built a free assessment called Where Your Wealth Breaks. It takes less than 3 minutes to complete, and it will show you exactly which layer of your financial system is most vulnerable. The link is in the description. The laws doesn't care where you were born. It only cares whether you build.
Thanks for listening to the First of the Valley podcast. We hope today's conversation left you feeling inspired and maybe even equipped with one idea you can take with you as you turn earned income into own income and build something that actually lasts.
If today's conversation resonates, here's how you can support the show and help it reach more families, investors, and entrepreneurs who are creating a lasting legacy. Hit follow and share this episode with someone who's thinking beyond themselves and into generations after them.
And if you're feeling generous, leave a review. Means more than you know. Those few words help the right listeners find these conversations right when they need it most. By doing this, you're helping families build legacy, certainty, and continuity.
For show notes, links, and resources from today's episode, head to thekittysisters.com.